Hello, hockey fans. Welcome to another episode of Great Falls Hockey, where we open our homes, our hearts, and our lives to our Great Falls American hockey players. My name is Jim Quick, a proud billet dad, a huge hockey fan, and your host for this podcast, where I lead you from net to net, sideboard to sideboard, around center ice and back again, introducing you to the players. Each week we hear from one of the players while they tell us about themselves, where they come from, how they got into hockey, and where they are going. So sit back and enjoy the ride, folks, and learn about your Great Falls hockey team. Hello, hockey fans. This is Jim Quick with Great Falls Hockey. Tonight, I've got number 14, Luke Pizzi, with me tonight. How you doing tonight, Luke?
I'm good, Jim. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I know y'all are just off a rough go of it with Helena. Had a day off today to rest and relax and get ready to head out to South Dakota on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Long bus ride and. Yeah. Of course, we need a clean sweep down there in South Dakota. Mm-hmm. We got to secure that spot. So why don't you tell us about yourself?
Well, I'm from Black Diamond, Washington, which is about 45 minutes outside of Seattle. I got two loving parents. My dad played hockey. I got an older brother and older sister. Pretty competitive sports family. Just kind of grew up doing that. Just playing all hockey, baseball. Basketball, whatever it was growing up. And then, once I got time, just played hockey and loved it and brought me out here. So.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So how old were you when you got started playing?
Well, the first time I tried it, I was probably 4. I did learn to skate, lasted about 5 minutes, hated it. Next year, 5 minutes again. And then, probably about 6 years old, I got into, really kind of enjoyed it and did learn to play. And then, joined Mites when I was probably about 7, and then just kind of kept going on from there.
What was the name of some of those teams you played with?
Growing up, it was my first team ever was Kent Valley Tornadoes. I played there from 8U to 10U. Then I went to Snow King Junior Thunderbirds. I played there from age of about 11 to 14. Then I ended up in Wenatchee at their hockey academy there from 15 to 18. So, yeah, a lot of good memories there. And then obviously ended up here, so.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite memory from back then?
Probably when I was 14, we went up to Edmonton, played a tournament up there. And I had a whole bunch of family members that I never met before. I got a lot of family in Edmonton, Alberta area, so got to meet a lot of cool people there. Like my grandparents got to come, cousins, and kind of was a family reunion where they all got to watch me play hockey. So that was actually really cool and one of my favorite moments ever.
Sweet.
Yeah.
You see hockey in your future in any way?
Yeah. Obviously, I got another year of juniors, and then hopefully – college, and then as I get older, I like to coach, so yeah, don't plan on leaving it.
Cool. You gonna go back to Washington and just stay in that area, or
I'm not sure yet. Definitely for this summer, and then probably for college years, I'm sure I'll go back during summers and stuff. But yeah, I love it. It's a little crazy nowadays, but I still enjoy it in the summertime. Just probably not really a cooler place in the world to be. So
sweet. Mm-hmm. What about what's your ideas on college? What are you looking at for a major?
I'm not sure yet. My brother got a construction management degree. My mom and dad and my brother are all in construction now, doing very well. So that's something that's kind of interested me as I got older. I liked math. I wasn't great in math, but I liked I guess like stats, especially in like sports, like hockey and baseball. I love looking at the stats. So, maybe something in that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, I guess as far as, playing hockey, what's your routine for before a game?
Usually we get morning skate about 10, so I'll wake up probably 8:30, get some breakfast, go skate. After that, pretty much immediately go get lunch, whether it be like Chipotle or Jimmy John's. I like to take a nap before, just kind of give me some more energy. And then usually eat pasta before a game, and then just kind of shower, get dressed, and get ready to play. And then once I get to the rink, just tape my stick, play Suey, and just kind of stretch out and just listen to music. So,
kind of music you listen to?
Before games, rap.
Rap?
Yeah. Not at the rink. I like country. And my mom loved like 80s hard rock. So on the way to school, we used to always listen to that. And then my dad, on the way to practice, we always had country on. So growing up, I didn't love country because it's all I ever did. But as I got older, I liked it a little bit more. So
kind of grew on you?
Yeah. Yeah.
What about any kind of superstitions?
I'm not superstitious. No, I think just routine. Like, I got to tape my stick. It just feels weird if I don't before practice and games. And then I actually kind of routine. I always go, like, left side first, like, put on, like, my left skate before my right, or left shin pad, left elbow pad kind of thing. Just, again, like, I can do it the other side. It just feels right to me to do it left way first.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about you got a favorite jersey?
Hockey jersey. I had a Toronto Maple Leafs jersey. I'm sure it was my brother's before and then handed down to me. And then I had a Sidney Crosby jersey. And I think, like, going to learn to play, I always had those on. I'm not a big jersey guy, but I had a Cam Chancellor Seahawks jersey that I really loved. And then Russell Wilson, obviously, when the Seahawks were doing very well. Those were pretty cool to have just as like a young kid. Like, those guys were just awesome.
Mm-hmm. Who's your favorite hockey team?
Toronto.
Toronto?
Yeah.
What about a favorite player?
William Nylander.
Nylander?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Indoor, outdoor games?
For hockey?
Yeah.
Well, I've never really skated outdoor that much. But I have a few times. That was pretty cool, but I mean, I like indoor.
You like indoor?
Yeah, still a little safe from the elements and more reliable, but skating outside was really cool.
What about tape, black or white?
Oh, I switch.
You switch?
I switch, yeah.
So I'll go either one. You're not caught up on the color of it?
No, whatever I'm feeling.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about the, they've got the American flag tape up there at Shields. You ever use that?
When I was younger, but then it's not really, as you get older, you kind of get told it's not very cool. But I just go normal tape, and then I'll throw like red grip tape on top to kind of match the jerseys or blue or whatever.
Okay. Mm. What's your favorite stick?
Of all time, probably it was probably the CCM Trigger. The first one, I think I got it when I was 12, and it was awesome, except it broke in like 3 weeks. And then I got the warranty, and then that one broke in about a month. So those sticks were awesome. They just didn't last at all.
What was it about that you liked?
I don't know. It was like my first real kind of pricey stick that got, and I just loved it. But now they make them, I can't shoot with them anymore, so I'm done with those.
What do you use now?
CCM Jet Speed.
Jet Speed?
Yeah. Those ones are a bit more mid-kick, so the stick will load and kind of flex how I like it to be able to shoot. So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got any pet peeves? Hockey pet peeves?
Wet gloves.
Wet gloves.
Can't stick handle with wet gloves. Just kind of slides off. It's gross, and I don't like it.
So by the end of the game, you're...
Yeah. Well, I usually don't think about it during the game, but, like, before practice or the game, if I'm putting them on, they're soaked, I'm going to be pissed.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Yeah.
I understand that. I'm the same way with work gloves.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're wet. I don't even want to... tucked or untucked jersey?
Untucked.
Untucked?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about a favorite team bonding memory?
Definitely this year when we went camping, that was really cool. Just, I think we only knew each other for a few weeks, and then I got to know a lot of the guys really well, just kind of in that 2-day stretch. So it was just cool getting away from the rink with everybody, and obviously being in the locker room every day, like, that's bonding. And the bus trips, bus trip to Minnesota was really cool, because we were just together for 3 days on the bus, and then obviously had 3 more days of games. So we were just 24/7 with the guys. It was really cool.
Yep. Hobbies, what kind of hobbies you got?
I like to golf. I like to fish. I want to get into bowling more. I like bowling a lot, but there's not really a bowling alley close to me at home, so.
What kind of fish you'd go for up there in Washington?
There's usually just trout in the springtime, and then they're stocked, so all the people come out in the lake and catch them in like 2 weeks, and then it's just bass the rest of the summer, so.
Just bass fishing, huh?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, and then, well, that's in Western Washington. We just go to lakes that just have, like, the crappie and sunfish, bluegill, and then bass and trout are pretty normal. But you get into Eastern Washington, like on the Columbia River, you get big salmon and stuff. So,
leaving some sturgeon up in there, isn't there?
Yeah, yes, there is. I haven't got one of those.
Yeah, we got one of those?
No.
There's some biggins up there.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is.
Got to have the gear for that.
Mm-hmm.
So what about this team that you like a lot? I should say, do you like this team a lot?
I do, yes. Okay. Yes, I do. Everyone's just good guys, really. Just coming to the rink, it's easy. You know, it's fun. Like Greg and Alex as coaches are, you know, fun guys to be around. You know, obviously at times maybe not, but, you know, you got your teammates that are always just, you know, ready to just play hockey and have fun and enjoy it. And it's just, it's easy waking up in the morning and saying, I got to go to the rink. So
yeah, that's the main thing.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So what about, what's your favorite game this season that you've played?
Favorite game. I think when we went to Sheridan the first time, I was injured the whole, I think I got injured. We played Badlands 2 weeks earlier, hurt my shoulder, had to come out of the game. Wasn't supposed to play that weekend. I was still waiting on results from the MRI. The night before we left, I think we played Badlands on a Thursday, like 20 minutes before warmups. The doctor called me and said I was good to go. So I rushed, got dressed, played the Badlands game. We lost, which wasn't great. So we're coming in Friday and sharing, like, we just lost, and like my arm was hanging on by a thread, and we were able to sweep them, and I got goals in back-to-back nights, so that was really cool for me. And then we won in a shootout, which was awesome. We got to go up to the fans as they were flipping us off after we just beat them. That was really cool. It's kind of really my first time playing in an environment like that. Maybe the showcase games were fun. Those were good times, a lot of people at the rink. But I think I'd probably go with those Sheridan games.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then the final question of the night, of course, is the ever infamous, you're trapped in a cabin up in the mountains in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about survival. Who are you going to be in that cabin with?
I don't want to say, but I think I'd probably go with Phil Harrell. My roommate. He knows what he's doing, I think.
You think?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe not now with his knee, but.
Well, you know. Well, assuming that both of you are healthy.
Yeah.
Now. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'd probably go with Phil.
Okay.
Pains me to say. Yeah. That's my roommate, for the people that don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, there's a bond there that gets created.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Phil's a good guy. He's definitely the number one pick on that question.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a leader. I think you know what he'd do in that situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, he is a Missouri boy. So
yeah. Yeah.
You know, gotta give us Missouri boys credit. We can survive.
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah. So what's your mom and dad's name?
Grace and Derek Pizzi.
Grace and Derek Pizzi. Well, Grace and Derek Pizzi, we appreciate you letting Luke come here and play. And we really enjoy having him here, and we enjoy watching him play. And he's definitely an integral part of the team. And we just, for that, we appreciate it. Anything that you'd like to say to them? Or
Just thank you. Love you guys.
All right. Yeah. All right. Well, I guess you have a good night, and we'll go up here and we're going to have some Mexican lasagna, and then we'll send you all boys off to the Badlands come Wednesday. So,
well, thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Luke, for coming, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And we shall talk to you later, folks. Have a good
another episode of Great Falls Hockey, learning about our players. I appreciate you coming and listen, folks. And I want to thank the owner, Matt Leaf, and the coaches, Greg Sears and Alex Leaf, for allowing me to do this, to get to know our players. So remember, folks, stay hockey-domestic, stay good to each other, and I'll see you at the games.